I'm delicately packing my things into boxes, preparing for the long drive to my new university. This year has been hard on our entire class. E-learning was a drag, all activities were canceled, and social distancing killed any travel plans we had in celebration of our undergrad degrees. It was nice to see my parents for a bit, but I'm ready to move on to my master's program and start living my real life. This town's too small for me. I feel like I'm suffocating. I jump out of my skin and look out my window. Oh, it's you. What are you doing here? This isn't Dawson's Creek, you know. You look like a criminal. You laugh at me and signal me to come down. I put on a robe and sneak down the stairs to open the front door for you. My folks have a ground floor master bedroom, so I really shouldn't be doing this. I put my finger to my lips as a signal to be quiet, and we tiptoe back upstairs to my room. We used to do this all the time during summer break when we were kids, because I had a Nintendo you wanted to play, but I still get really nervous. Being an adult doesn't make me any less scared of my parents. How'd you know I was in town? I purposely didn't tell anyone so I could focus on finishing my last few credits from home. Oh, I suppose I can't go shopping in our only grocery store and expect not to be spotted by someone I know. So what's up? How are you? You fill me in on all the things I've missed, which doesn't take much time because there isn't ever a whole lot going on in our town. Even though you're smiling at me, I can tell you're sad. We've been friends forever, so I read you like a book. You aren't hard to study. Are you okay? You seem a little off. Your hand combs through your hair and stops at the nape of your neck. You tell me everything's fine, but I have a hard time believing you. You turn the conversation on me to avoid further probing. I'm doing well. The last semester of my undergrad program was obviously shitty, but I managed to get all my credits and was still accepted to the master's program I applied to. I leave tomorrow. You look disappointed. I'm sorry I didn't reach out when I got home. I just really needed to concentrate. It wasn't personal. You know that, right? You laugh me off and ask me if I have someone waiting for me at my new school. Oh, no. No, no, no. Are you kidding? I spent my whole high school career in extracurriculars to get into my university, and then proceeded to spend my whole undergrad in the library. My major is a difficult one. I couldn't afford the distractions, so I didn't give anyone a chance. What about you? Anyone tickle your fancy? What about that girl from the coffee shop? You laugh again and don't really answer. I assume it didn't go anywhere. That same sadness settles onto your face again. Why won't you just talk to me? Look, I'm done being polite. You know I don't have patience for this coy shit. Will you just please tell me what's wrong? You try to look away from me, but I force myself into your line of sight. You gather your nerves and kiss me. We've just lost cabin pressure. My breath gets sucked out of my chest. You pull away from me to see the shock on my face. You try to leave in a hurry, but I take your arm and pull you back to my bed. I push my lips against yours and you kiss me back. I have no idea of what I'm doing, but it feels right. We stop and our eyes meet while we pant at one another. My head is spinning, but my senses are ignited. There's a strange feeling of desire growing deep inside me. You try to kiss me again, but I put my hand on your chest to stop you. Wait, wait. I need to tell you. That was my first time, you know, kissing someone. Don't laugh. It's not a joke. I've never actually done anything with a boy. Have you? You tell me that you also have never done anything with a boy, and I put a pillow over your face. You think you're so fucking funny. Come on, be serious. I'm really nervous right now. You push my bangs out of my face and gently touch my cheek. You remove my glasses and put them on the nightstand. You lay me down onto the bed with a soft and slow kiss. Will you be my first everything? You smile and nod as if it was all you ever wanted our entire lives. You kiss me like it's your way of telling me how you've always felt. You move from my mouth and leave a trail of kisses down my jaw and onto my neck. Your hand moves to the belt of my robe, and you ask me if this is okay before you untie it. The yes I give you is barely audible. You work my robe open, and I already feel exposed. My nipples are poking through my thin camisole, my cotton panties on full display. I squeeze my thighs together out of embarrassment, but you assure me that I'm beautiful. You've always thought so. You kiss me again as you palm one of my breasts over my camisole. You pinch my nipple gently between your fingers. I mew a little and you shush me. I bite my lip. Keep going. You kiss my collarbone as your hand finds its way under my top. You take my bare tit in your hand and start kneading my nipple. I mew a bit louder and you capture it in a kiss. You hover your lips over mine and shush me again. You are trying so hard to keep me quiet. You take my hand and lead me to touch your cock over your jeans. Your hardness makes my face flush. You unzip your pants and lead my hand into your boxers. My fingers grip your shaft, and you breathe deep as you speechlessly teach me how to stroke you. I'm intent on learning, but then I feel your fingers trace the edge of my panties on my hip. Oh, fuck. I don't know what this will feel like, but I want it so badly. You slip your fingers into my panties and trace the line of my slit. Your breath catches in your throat as you feel how wet I am. You gently separate my folds and start rubbing my clit. Oh my God. I stroke your cock to a similar rhythm, and you praise me for being a quick study. You trace my pussy lips to find my opening and gently push your finger inside. I know. I'm trying to keep quiet. My pussy is soaked, your fingers completely covered in my wetness. I can feel your pre-cum seeping into my palm from your cock. I look into your eyes and whisper, "I'm ready for you. Please, take me." We eagerly undress and you position yourself between my legs, though you hesitate to go any further. "Oh, I'm on the pill. It wasn't for sex. It was to regulate my periods and control my acne. Stress, you know." You smile as you position yourself at my opening. You push the head of your cock into my pussy. You ask me if I'm okay, and I whisper, "Please, go slowly." You start to ease each inch of your cock into my pussy, and I grip my sheets, trying to relax my muscles and let you inside. You stop at the hilt so I can get used to the feeling. You assure me that we can stop at any time, and I tell you, "No, I'm okay. I want this." You start to move, sliding your cock in and out of me. Pain turns to pleasure with every soft stroke. You kiss me deep, our tongues twisting and turning within our lips. I feel safe cradled in your arms with your cock buried deep inside my wet cunt. I feel tension building in my pussy. Your dick starts to pulse with the same tension. My skin feels like it's on fire. You press your lips to my ear and tell me to let go, to come with you. Oh, God. No, fuck. I shudder in your arms as you try to quiet me with a kiss. I smile against your mouth as you press your forehead against mine. Fuck. Ah, that felt incredible. You ask me if I really have to leave town tomorrow, and I sigh deeply. Yes, I do. My future is waiting for me out there. But at least now, you have a piece of me to keep forever. I'll be back. And when I return, you better be ready to leave this town with me. I offer you my pinky finger, and you take it in your own. I grin at our promise and whisper, until next time.